Well, the historic summit has happened. What a day of theatre it was. US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un shook hands, batted backs, signed papers. Donald Trump played Chairman Kim, a movie trailer-style video showing what life could be like if Kim agreed to a deal.
Featuring President Donald Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a meeting to remake history. One moment, one choice. What if? The future remains to be written.
That is actually the video that Donald Trump played to Kim Jong-un during the meetings in Singapore. ABC's chief foreign correspondent Phil Williams is in Singapore. He's been watching the whole thing unfold. Phil, you have covered, I'm sure, too many leaders' summits and meetings around the world to count. How does this compare? Have you ever seen anything like it?
Well, I was there at the signing of the end of the Boer War, and I haven't seen anything like it since. It's been quite extraordinary to see these two disparate leaders from different planets coming together like this, making these assurances, these promises to the world, garnering the accolades back home, and the brickbats, of course, in the case of Donald Trump, but also very short on detail. We've seen these promises before. Declarations that were made are almost word for word for previous declarations that came to nothing and ended up in more acrimony and ended up eventually with the North acquiring nuclear weapons and the ability to strike the United States. So it's really now to be proven that this can actually work, that it can work over time, and that these promises will be turned into action. I still find it extremely hard to believe that the weapons that this state has worked so hard for, given so much up for, starved the nation for, will actually be handed over without much fuss. I found that very hard to believe indeed.
Phil, clearly some of the critique of Donald Trump as a world leader can be pretty flippant. I wonder if we can just reflect on the theatre of how this all played out. There is a Trumpian reality TV dimension to the way this has all been handled, wasn't there?
It is, absolutely. It's, you know, from the very moment, it's a TV moment when the first handshake, grim faced. This is serious. You know, we're projecting. President, very serious intent, kind of pleased to meet Kim Jong-un, but trying not to express too much pleasure. And then as the time went on, we're getting to know each other, it's backslapping, it's smiles all around, and even to the point, I mean, it seems ridiculous, but it even to the point where the president takes Kim Jong-un and opens the back door of his limousine, known as the Beast. It travels everywhere where the president goes to show him what it looks like inside. Whether that was, unscripted, we don't know. But again, it's the theatre. It's playing to the media. And he knows how to use the media. And he did it to great effect yesterday. Everything that was done to great effect. And you'd have to say that, from his domestic point of view, the president has probably reinforced himself within his base as a great leader, a peacemaker. For those that don't believe in Donald Trump, they'll have seen this as a waste of time and possibly having given far too much to a horrendous dictator.
The way in which Kim was received in Singapore was interesting as well. There were local leaders taking selfies with him. People were calling out his name. It appeared to be a bit of a publicity coup for Kim Jong-un. But interestingly, as we just heard from Matt Bevan there, the way in which this is actually covered in North Korea is very limited. So how important is that projection of Kim's image ultimately for him?
Well, it's hugely important to him. I mean, here he is, a despot that happens to have acquired nuclear weapons on the same stage as the most powerful man in the world from the most powerful democracy in the world, and as equal partners. And his father and grandfather could only have dreamt of this moment. So from his own perspective, for his own people, he is there as an equal with President Trump. And that's the projection he was desperate to get, because, you know, for he needs to convince his constantly convince his people that all of this is worth it, that he is in control and that he is a great man. And that prestige has been reinforced by this meeting. So how he uses that now is another thing. I mean, he said very clearly, and this is probably quite true, that he wants to develop the economy. He needs to develop the economy to give people some hope of a better future after decades of starvation and privation. But can he deliver that? Well, only, I think, if the Americans see the progress they want to see, although the Chinese could scuttle it to some degree.
I know you referred to the domestic reception of this meeting in the United States, that Trump's actions will appeal to his base, that to his critics, that it'll only reaffirm what they already thought. I wonder if you could offer us a reflection, though, on how this might have been covered if it were, say, Obama doing this, or Hillary Clinton as president doing this. Might the reaction be a little less cynical globally, do you think?
Look, for a start, I don't think it would have happened with either of the two. I think both of them would probably have calculated that it's not worth dealing with the North Korean leader on a direct level, not worth giving that leader the prestige. But I know what you're saying, that his particular style has maybe broken the mold and enabled a meeting to take place that may be the start of something really significant and really good for the world. And that may be true. Let's hope it is. And only he could have done it. And that is probably quite true, because I think Democratic presidents before, the Bushes, they weren't willing to meet with him because they saw him as a repugnant figure. Not forgetting, of course, this man murdered his own uncle. He's most likely behind the murder of his half-brother in a country right next to Singapore, which makes it even more bizarre that when he was walking around a shopping centre, people were clapping and cheering him. He's gone from being an absolute pariah to a sort of semi-hero, or at least a celebrity. It's almost as though the celebrity status of the US presence has rubbed off on him to a degree. So, look, it's been a big show. Now comes the hard work to put meat on these bones, if there is meat to be put there. And that process, the denuclearization process, can take years. And, of course, the US president may well not be in office. Then there may be a very different attitude, and this whole thing could fall apart. But let's hope it doesn't.
Phil Williams, thank you.
Thank you.
Phil Williams is the ABC's chief foreign correspondent.